Harper Audio presents Black Eyed Susan by Laura Lippman, performed by Francois Batiste. Copyright 2006 by Laura Lippman. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Black Eyed Susan. The Melville family had Preakness coming and going, as Dante's Granny M liked to say. From their row house south of Pimlico, the loose assemblage of three generations, sometimes as many as 12 people in the three-bedroom house, never fewer than 8, squeezed every coin they could from the third Saturday in May, and they were always looking for new ways. Revenue streams, as Dante had learned to call them in Pimlico Middle's stock-picking club. Last year, for example, the Melvilles had tried a barbecue stand, selling racegoers hamburgers and hot dogs, but the city health people had shut them down before noon. So they were going to try bottled water this year, maybe some sodas, although sly-like because they could bust you for not charging sales tax, too. They had considered salted nuts, but that was more of a Camden Yards thing. People going to the track didn't seem to want nuts as much, not even pistachios. Candy melted no matter how cool the day, and it was hard to be competitive on chips unless you went off-brand, and Baltimore was an Utz city. Parking was the big moneymaker anyway. Over the years, the Melvilles had figured they could make exactly 6 spaces in their front yard plus 2 in the driveway. They charged $30 a spot, which was a fair price close as they were to the entrance, and that $30 included true vigilance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?